saving you 50% off your energy charges all winter and summer. Season Pass from TXU Energy is one of our most popular plans.
I saved $450 last year.
Season Pass really gets people going.
Half off savings. Half off savings.
With half off savings for half the year, there's lots to cheer about with Season Pass. TXU Energy, energy for everything. Tap the banner now to learn more.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that you, sister, that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for you, sister, that's listening today, that these teachings help bring her a lot of clarity and cut through any deceptions that she may have in her mind so that she can advance your will more perfectly for the saving of souls. Ask all these prayers, your Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because He's the one that's going to be guiding you through all the trials that are going to be coming. You just don't know what's going to come your way, but He does, okay? And if you listen, you'll see that He's guiding you and leading you through things right now to help prepare you for the future, okay? But understanding that once you do walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, you're going to be persecuted. And you can understand persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy. And talking about the book of Revelation and the two witnesses and how they get, you know, persecuted and everything flips, okay, and the need to get through that period. I just want to talk a little bit, because I mentioned in the previous podcast about how you can get saved different ways, okay? Some people get saved because they just are broken and they're ready for the Lord to take over their life, okay, and they need help, okay, and they want a better life, and that's a wonderful thing. But some people don't get saved that way, and you're going to see this happen in the days to come, where they end up getting saved because, in all honesty, the terror of God falls upon them. Okay, and I've seen it, and it works, okay? This is actually kind of common with people who profess the name of Christ, okay, and say that they're Christians. Not in every situation, but I've seen it where people are talking, but they're not really saved, or they're sinful and disobedient, whatever it is. And this gets them the baptism of the Holy Ghost, where they actually do repent and truly get saved and truly receive the Holy Ghost and truly begin bearing fruit, okay? I'm just going to give you some examples of this from the scriptures. This is, and I want to explain the reason why I'm going over this for your sisters that's listening is maybe like, well, why is this important? The reason why is because there's a very strong spirit of Antichrist already in the church that preaches so much of this love and peace and a lot of flattery, okay? And when you start talking about these hard-hitting scriptures that talk about eternal damnation and the fear of God, you have to really go through the Bible and war against it, because it unfortunately is so much in the church already, okay? So I want to explain that, the Lord can get a hold of people different ways, because if you're in a trial and the Lord is telling you, keep going this way, and your mind is thinking, no, people need to get saved with the love of God and this and that. It's true. It's the goodness of God leads people to repentance, but sometimes they got to see the other side first. And they go, okay, I want the goodness of God. I don't want this. This is bad, okay? And then they do. They run towards the goodness of God, which is revealed through Jesus Christ, okay? So this is Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 36. It says, this is after Peter, it gives a long speech, okay, to all the Jews that actually crucified Christ, okay, about how Jesus is the Messiah. And I'll just pick up at verse 36. It says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And then again, here, this is Acts chapter 16, starting at verse 25. This is when Paul's in prison, okay, and the Lord moves and sets them free. And this, I want to make this clear, because the miracles of God, this is a really easy way the Holy Spirit will show you the difference between what's the Bible describes as witchcraft, okay, which is Satan doing stuff, okay, because he does a lot of miracles too, okay, and the ones of God, you can see eternity, okay, and the fear of God falls on people when you have these miracles from the Lord, okay. When you're saved, you get, you know, you're grateful and everything, but I just want to explain, like, they reveal eternity. There's just something about them when you see these miracles move from God, where you learn something, you can see eternity. They're very different. They're very real. They have his personality to them. And this is verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul and Silas, with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and all thy house. Okay? So just a couple examples from scripture, how you can get saved from the fear of God. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave that there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she really humbles her heart and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. And when she's done, she reads it again and asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things. I ask all these prayers, your Father, your Son, in Jesus' name, amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal